Yorkton. Two sisters who say they were wrongfully convicted in 1994 of the murder of 70-year-old Joseph Dolph of Camsack will have to wait a little longer to find out their fate. On Thursday, a judge at Yorkton Court of King's Bench reserved his decision until March 27 on whether sisters Odelia and Nerissa Quisance will be released on bail. The Salto sisters had a bail hearing in January. After the hearing, Justice Donald Lay adjourned his decision a month. Then, on February 23, he adjourned his decision for another month, until March 27. The sisters have maintained their innocence since they were convicted in 1994 of second-degree murder in the 1993 death of Camsack area farmer Anthony Joseph Dolph. The sisters' cousin, who was a youth at the time, has repeatedly admitted that he is the one who killed Dolph and not the sisters. He was sentenced to only 4 years in prison and the sisters were sentenced to life in prison. Coinciding with the bail hearing in Yorkton in January, Dan Godberson, executive director of Michelle Callahue Nation Society, was at the Leg in support of Odelia and Nerissa Quisance. He was hoping to meet with Minister of Justice and Attorney General Bronwyn Eyre and present a petition calling for their release. The sisters' convictions are currently under review by the Federal Justice Department as a possible miscarriage of justice. In November 2022, during question period in the Saskatchewan legislature, when asked if she supported the federal review of the Quisance matter, Minister Eyre replied, "We are aware that there's a federal review currently underway in this case, Mr. Speaker, and we must let that take its course." Of course, these convictions were upheld at the Court of Appeal. The Supreme Court decided not to hear the case. And it would be inappropriate for me, Mr. Speaker, to comment further. Nerissa and Odelia have the support of high-profile advocates such as Senator Kim Pate, Innocence Canada, Kim Bowden from Congress of Aboriginal Peoples, the late David Milgaard and retired judges Justices Harry LaForme and Juanita Westmoreland Traoré, who were appointed by Federal Justice Minister David Lametti to head the creation of an independent criminal case review commission to review wrongful convictions. Correctional Service of Canada has tentatively scheduled a parole hearing for Nerissa Quisance in May. With files from John Cairns and Ryan Kodrowski, email Lisa Joy at ljoy@glaciermedia.ca. Click for more from Crime, Cops and Court. Hashtag CrimeCopsCourt_SKTODAY.